Tales from the Rails, Stop 5, The Railway Man.
I wish you could have taken the rail journey up the valley with me. I never tired of it. I was a fireman, with the responsibility of keeping the fire going in the firebox and making sure the engine driver always had enough water in the boiler to provide steam when the driver needed it. Some stretches are quite uphill, so I'd have to work extra hard shoveling in the coal. Very hot work on a summer's day. And occasionally the engine would find it too much and break down. What a journey that was. Up from Bovey, through Mr. Hole's estate at Park, the tiny stop at Hawkmore, then on into Lustley. This was always my favourite part. It's such a picturesque village, with its station like a smaller replica of Bovey. When the station master wasn't looking after the passengers, he was tending the prize-winning station garden. Oh, yes, and there was a cat called Jumbo that must have had many more than 9 lives, for his amusement was to jump in and out of the railway lines. As we left Lustley, we'd enter Caseley Cutting. I still marvel at the strength and skill of the navvies who carved through the solid rock, 70 feet high. Then on through Harcombe Wood, Sanduck Wood, and on for a few more miles of this beautiful valley to Journey's End, Morton. I remember it in its heyday. There was a long covered engine shed, and just before the run-round loop to make our return were the cattle pens, sometimes full of beasts, waiting to be loaded onto our train. What change and progress we and our railway brought to the area.